You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lori Vallow was Mother of the Year. But when Lori met Chad, everything changed.
Chad tells Lori they're the chosen ones, that some people were zombies and needed to be eliminated.
We have never before seen footage of the discovery.
She felt she was doing God's work.
Hidden, a true crime podcast. A forensic psychologist and a journalist explore the hidden motives behind unthinkable crimes while examining our deepest fears along the way.
Hello, Hidden Gems. Happy, what is the day? I don't even know. Is it Thursday?
Thursday.
Happy Thursday and midday. We usually don't do midday lives, but we have a very special guest with us here, the Larry Woodcock, or as you know, also I called him Idaho's Papa. I called him Idaho's Papa during the trial of Lori Vallow. When you're there, we saw each other every day. So really quickly, for those new to this channel and for those that haven't seen the latest Crime Nation episode called Fatal Devotion about the Lori Vallow case, Lori Vallow, Chad Daybell case. Here is Larry Woodcock. He is the grandfather, the papa of JJ Vallow, a victim in this case. And also, I can say, our very dear friend. John and I were also a big part of the episode. All of us filmed in the Las Vegas area. While they didn't film us together, we were all there at the same time. We all watched this episode. Just so you know, we haven't talked to Larry yet about this episode. This is as raw as you're going to get. Larry came on. I said, let's just go. Let's just talk among friends. So we want to ask Larry about the episode. We want to talk about our feelings about it and watching it. It premiered two nights ago. It was available for streaming for the first time yesterday. And then we want to take you behind the scenes, how it all happened. First off, Larry, you watch it. Did you watch it when it premiered, the Crime Nation episode, or did you watch it a day later?
No, we invited some of our just amazing friends here. They wanted to see it also, and we invited them to come into our home and watch it with us. And so we saw it as everybody else saw it.
That was probably pretty overwhelming and emotional. How did you do watching that? You know, I can only imagine, while it's been 4 years, it's still so fresh, I'm sure, every time you watch something like that. It's real life for you. True crime is true when it comes to this story for you.
The amazing thing, I think the way that I can put it is it's a never-ending movie. And we watched the first part. I had no issue. I got vocal a couple of times, but I can't help that. But I will say that when it came to JJ towards the latter part, I watched just a short bit of it, and then I had to leave. And I hope people understand it's been over 4 years and it's still very emotional for me. It's very emotional. And I keep thinking and I keep praying that I can get past this somewhat. And I can do that in a lot of circumstances. But when you put the faces together, it's hard to, because there's, for what reason? You know, John, Dr. John, you and I have spoke about this. And if I could only get past that part, I think that it would be just such a relief to me, but I just can't get past that part of the interviews, all of the interviews, when I start speaking about the love and the relationship that I had with JJ, and I can't yet. I don't understand it, and I hope one day that that John, you can say a magic word and put some magic powder dust on it, and I can, but it hurt, and so I had to leave. Or part at that part, I went in the bedroom and just had to get away from it for a few minutes, and then I came back in at the very end. But I mean, I'm not gonna. It is what it is.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Larry. Every time you talk about it, I feel such empathy for you and try to understand how difficult it is, but I, you know, I'm not in your position, so I can't know, but I can imagine how difficult it is for sure.
It's hard. It's hard, hard. And I keep expecting time to make it not as hard, John.
Yeah.
But it hadn't got to that point. And, you know, my heart goes out to families, especially in the news in the last, it seems like the last few months, of so many families losing children. And it hurts my heart. It really does. It hurts me because I try to make everybody, I try to solve the problems. That's what I've done all my life.
Yeah.
I just wish that there was a circle of hugs in the United States for everybody, whether it's the four children lost in Northern Idaho and the children that have been murdered recently. You know, it's just make it feel better.
Yeah. Well, Larry, I want you to know that I'm open to talk about it anytime you want. And I think there's no solution here in my mind, but maybe it would help if we just keep talking about it and maybe trying to keep making sense of it. I think part of the problem is, as you just said, the part of the problem is how senseless the entire situation was, right? And I think that makes it harder to really grasp because it was so pointless. It could have been avoided, should have been avoided. I think that makes it very difficult to understand.
It does, John. And, you know, It was senseless. It was senseless. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure there's still some anger there, I'm sure.
You have no idea the anger. But I can honestly say, John, that that's one of the things that I have come to terms and to grips with is, to a certain extent, I have to admit, John, I'm not quite as angry at those two and the circle. And y'all certainly know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
But I do not forgive them. I will never forgive that circle of friends or users or whatever they are. I will never forgive them for that. But, you know, I'll be 77 next month. And I'm trying so hard to not be angry, John. I've really been working on that. But sometimes when I see that documentary the other night, man, it's hard. It's hard. It's very hard.
What struck you the most about the documentary? Did anything stand out for you?
Honestly, the one thing that I thought was it was a fair documentary. I'm anxious to get your input on that. I thought overall it was a good interview. And I didn't like the fact that they opened up with Lori's family. They, to me, they have no value. And they added no value. But I'm not in control of that. And that's part of trying to get past the anger that I have. And, you know, everybody's going to eventually have to come to grips with this. And you would think after 4 years that we have come to grips, but we haven't, John, not totally.
Yeah. I really appreciate your honesty because from my perspective, you've been an amazing ambassador for the families and the victims. And you've been a real peacekeeper in many ways. You know, I always remember the moment after the bodies were found and you went over to Chad's home and you made a statement to the media, and I can't imagine you showed such composure.
It hurt, John. It really hurt.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not about me. This has never been about Kay and I. This has always been about the kids. The first time I was on and being interviewed, where are the kids? Where are the children? Where are the children? And now it's not only where is JJ, where is Tylee, where are all the missing kids? Why do people who are so able to see and watch and follow these stories, I swear, it seems like it's daily, weekly, monthly now. For what? If you don't want your children, turn them over to your relatives, turn them over to your friends, turn them over to people who want and love children and want to see the best for them. That's all I've ever wanted. I just wanted JJ. We had no idea what had happened to those children. Y'all know that. Everybody knows that. And all we ever wanted was, we just wanted JJ. And we just wanted Tylee back.
Yeah.
My home was open to all of them. And it's so uncalled for. I hope that if there's anything in America that happens, not just because of our situation, that America will start seeing when you've got relatives, friends that are having issues and there's children involved, ask for help. Just ask for help. And I mean, I can't fix everybody's problem. God, if I could, I would do it and I'd do it to my last breath. But let's stop killing. Let's stop raping. Let's stop sex trafficking children. It's got to end. At some point, our representatives that we elect, that we pay outrageous money to, that we pay the benefits and the everything that goes with this, at what point are they going to say enough is enough is enough? There's got to be a way, John. There's got to be a way, Lauren, that somebody has to stand up and say, no, we're not going to do this to children. I'm sorry. I just, it's so senseless.
I have a question for Larry and John, my husband, John. Larry, you mentioned that in your healing process, you won't ever be able to forgive the circle of friends. And I understand that.
I won't.
Yeah, I understand. And I think sometimes there are sometimes people that come up on our channel, and this is my question for John, that they say forgiveness is part of healing. But I don't know if that's necessarily true. And I was wondering if maybe, John, you could talk about that, or Larry too, because I think it just depends on where we are and the person. Okay.
I mean, I'll let Larry speak to this in a minute, but I think everybody has a different approach, and what works for someone won't work for someone else. Right. And so I think grieving is a very individual, idiosyncratic process. And so when I hear, you know, in our field, sometimes people talk about the stages of grief or the way grief should be, you know, how we should find closure. And my response to that is, I don't know if any of that's true. I don't think there's stages. I think it depends on the person and their experience and whether they forgive or not, that's entirely up to them.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Whether someone can find closure, I don't know if there's such thing as complete closure. I don't believe there is.
I am trying so hard for closure. I cannot forgive them. I can't. I'm sorry. You don't kill. You don't murder. You can't be involved in the attempted murder, and that circle, not one of them ever said, enough is enough. This is going to end. This is not what the Lord intended. This is not how human beings allow this to happen. That is senseless. No, that circle will always, I will never respect them. I will never accept them. And I never will forgive them. because all it would have taken is one person to say, enough is enough is enough. This is crazy. You see something, you, how many thousands of times have officials been on TV, you see something, say something. At some point, the public has to see priorities. Children are our priorities. And at my age, they're what counts. My grandchildren, my life's about my grandchildren. My life is about so many amazing children. I'm Pawpaw, and I want them to know my phone is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's start changing what our perspective in life is about as a nation. Whether it starts in the city, in the care, in the parish, the county, the state, let's start changing things. You elected politicians, let's start changing things. When does this end?
You lose weight, it comes back. You lose it again, it comes back again. And if this cycle sounds familiar, you're not alone, and there is a better way. What if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and keep it off? That's where Ro comes in. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with lifestyle changes so you can lose weight and keep it off. Ro handles it all, even insurance paperwork. If eligible, you have access to a provider on demand. You can sign up online from home, no doctor's visits. Average weight loss, get this, 15 to 20% in a year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Go to ro.co/hidden. Sign up today and you will pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro, ro.co/hidden.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All of the child welfare services. When do you start doing your job like you're supposed to do it?
Thank you, Larry. And thank you for bringing up the circle of friends and that there were other, that there were people that could have said something. And many of these people will be witnesses at the upcoming trial. You'll be in the courtroom with them in front of Chad Daybell. And I hope that you can find strength during those times, knowing what you said. And I hope that they hear you.
I do too. You know, not one person in that circle has ever reached out to our family. Not wow. one of them. All right. I'm living with the results of that. Guess what, group? Y'all are going to live with it now, because the onus is on you. And I hope that you can't live with it, knowing that two children died, knowing that people died, and you could have simply said at any time, quit, I'm out of this. I don't care what your religious belief is. Or if there's no religious belief, stop killing our kids. Stop abusing our kids. Stop selling our kids. Enough is enough.
Larry is referring to answer this question. Who are the circle of friends? Larry is referring to those that believe Chad and Lori and had these same like-minded beliefs and were part of their friend circle while the children were alive and when the murders happened. That's who he's referring to. Many people that could have said something and they chose not to.
Yeah.
Even including during the investigation, it took all of them a very long time to come forward.
Yeah.
All of them.
I don't understand Lori and Chad to begin with. I don't think anybody on earth, I don't even know if Dr. John, the smartest man I know, everything that this brilliant man does, and I am not blowing smoke up his ass. I am telling you right now.
Thanks, Larry.
How does anybody look in the mirror day in and every morning, every night, and say, no, this was wrong? And live with themselves. And I don't understand it, John. I don't. And Lauren, how you do what you do, I still, y'all are amazing. I mean, this show is amazing. And I'm not saying that because I'm sitting here, and not because y'all are two of our closest friends. I'm saying it because it is the truth. And it's time for the truth to start getting out. Stop the kids from being used, sold, and murdered. It's got to stop.
Thank you. It does. And that is why we continue Hidden True Crime, and why we will be covering this trial, Larry. The upcoming trial, Chad Daybell's trial. Lori's is over, but Chad Daybell's trial is coming up in just a few weeks, and we will cover this thing beginning to end. I'm going to be out there with y'all. I know exactly where you're staying, and I'll be over there, and you know where I'm staying, and we're going to see this through, and John's going to even try to venture it to Boise as well.
Hey, and John.
Yep.
Thank y'all so much. I don't know how long y'all want to talk. I'll get off my mad box right now. And I mean, we can have happy conversations, but I want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart for everything y'all do and supporting the victims, supporting, just listen to John, y'all. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to him. And if it's not John, find you a great counselor. Get help. My God, what would have changed in life in the last 4 years if Lori and Chad had just got help?
Yeah.
It's so easy to ask for. And even the circle. Get help. It's too late now. I can't get JJ back. I can't get Tylee back. But you know what? You circle, y'all try to make things better for yourself and for others.
Yeah. For those that are just joining, go ahead, John.
No.
Well, I just want to say I feel like I need to compliment Larry and Kay as well. I mean, you guys have just been tireless advocates for justice and for children. And for, as you said, it's become about now all the missing kids, not your missing kids, but absolutely all the missing kids. Right. And I can't think of anyone who's done a better job and had a stronger voice than you guys, Larry. And for that, I'm really grateful because, as you know, a big part of our show and our mission is to advocate for kids.
Yeah, it is, John. And that's the reason, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, y'all have got such a great show and it's so informative. The education that I get out of this is amazing. I mean, I've never been involved in psychology and especially in the way that you do it and the experience that you have and the experience Lauren's got, and you merge those two together. And I don't know why you don't have a 5 o'clock talk show nationwide every day. I mean,
if we did have a talk show, Larry, you're going to be our first guest. In fact, I think we'll have you on. We'll have you on all week. And if we
don't think your audience could stand that all.
For those just joining us, because we've doubled our viewers live since we started, we're talking with Larry Woodcock. He is the grandfather, the papa of victim JJ Vallo when it comes to the Lori Vallo and Chad Daybell case. And he was just part of the Crime Nation episode, as were we, that aired on Tuesday, called Fatal Devotion. And that is what we're talking about. And you can still stream that for free on the CW app. We were talking about the behind the scenes filming and how they flew you out to Las Vegas and they got an Airbnb or a home to film. And all of three of us, including Kay, four of us, we were filmed at the same location, although all different days, which sort of put a damp on our vacation because we wanted to get together a lot more. But I was filming one day and then John was filming one day and then you and then Kay. But I was sort of surprised to see you and Kay in separate scenes too. Did they film you together on the same
both
couch? They do separate both. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering that. Yeah. I was wondering that.
The film crew was amazing. And, you know, as everything in life, I wish we had a redo. There's a couple of things that I'd love to have expressed differently. Mm-hmm. A little bit more poignant.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Imagine that. But I thought that CW did a great job. I was a little bit hesitant. I didn't know exactly because we absolutely knew nothing.
Right. It's a new pilot. It's a new series too. It's a new series. We don't know. You know, fingers crossed. Yeah.
Yeah. And but I was very pleased with it. And honestly, Lauren, you know yourself, we really haven't been betrayed anything other than ourselves. You included, Dr. John, you included in that. But there's always something we wish we could change.
Yeah. Always. Well, I'm gonna tell the viewers a little secret. I didn't know if I was gonna let the secret out, but you know what, John? I'm telling on you. I'm telling on Dr. John. He has not yet watched it, but he hasn't. But let me explain why he hasn't watched it, because he just can't stand watching himself on TV. He does not watch our lives once we finish ever again. I do all the editing and I have to put my earphones in because he refuses to listen to his voice. He's not watched the Dateline that he was in. I barely got him to watch the Netflix doc. But he has not watched this because it's just so hard for him to be on camera. But I've told him a lot about it and I wanted to show him one clip that I promised him he's not a part of, but that Crime Nation sent me that I was allowed to share here. So sorry, John, to out you.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think I've talked about
it. Get over it, John. You're a grown man. Get off your ass. Come on. Get in the game. Put your helmet on.
I think for me, just quickly on this issue, when I do a report, a court report or an evaluation, I put my heart in it. And it takes so much focus and energy that oftentimes I just want to complete it and put it away and not think about it. And it's sort of like that with these documentaries. I spent 7 hours with the film crew and I tried to focus on every question. And when I finish that, I just want to walk away from it. I don't want to go revisit it. I don't want to critique myself, right?
I have to critique myself.
Yeah, right.
Son.
Yeah. And that's hard though, right?
It is. It's hard. And you know what I've come to believe in myself, John? Just be yourself. Just be who you are. I'm not going to try to be a New York, whatever. Not going to be West Coast. I'm a Cajun from South Louisiana. I'm vocal. I'm opinionated. And I'm going to be that. And that's part of life, John.
I agree.
Here's what I wanted to show you. This is a clip that Crime Nation sent us. And I want to show you and I want to ask your thoughts.
There's a big room. And she had it lined, the walls lined with mirrors. And he said every night she gets in there and she dances for 2 to 3 hours.
Charles tried to embrace her sort of extreme beliefs as much as he could without understanding them. He tried to be welcoming to her new friends, but it got weirder and weirder, stranger and stranger.
Charles called me one day. He said she dances. And she records herself, and she's sending it to some guy named Chad Daybell. And I said, well, who is he? And he said, well, he's in that crazy religion stuff she's doing. I told Charles, if they're not having an affair, they're getting ready to. I can tell you that much.
But I wanted to bring this up, this dancing video. Yeah, Aaron is saying the dancing is freaky. That's not religious. She was being seductive. Nitty Gritty is saying, OMG, I've never heard about these 2 to 3 hour nightly dancing sessions before. So yeah. Creepy. John and I didn't know about them. John has actually talked about these dancing sessions before. We did a full Patreon episode. We do Patreon episodes, the bonus episodes on patreon.com/hiddentocrime. And he talked about the dancing. But John, I was wondering if you could share a bit of your thoughts.
I think she's trying to entice Chad Daybell to enter in a relationship. Actually, well, I'm trying to think. At that point, they were together, right?
Yeah.
So they were together. They were together, and Charles discovered the video. Right. So Charles Vallow discovered the dancing videos that Lori was sending to Chad. Dancing was something Lori always liked to do. We've even heard from some jail mates that she would dance in jail. So it sounds like something she still wants to do. But in this situation, she was not only having these dance sessions, she was recording herself and sending these videos to Chad Daybell, who's on trial next month. And then Charles discovered the dancing videos being sent to Chad Daybell and told Kay about them, and Kay saw some of the videos. This is what you compared it to, John. Well, it was actually a hidden gem that actually brought this up, and we watched it. But she pictured the Joker. Does that refresh your memory?
That was dancing in jail.
But that's what I mean. She would dance, right? That was dancing in jail.
There's a distinction between so. I think the dancing that they referenced in the show is a little different than the dancing in jail. The Joker moment in the movie with the one with Joaquin Phoenix is that he commits his first murder And then he finds this bathroom and he gets into this kind of ecstatic state where he dances. And so, but I think that's a little different. So that's what she was doing in jail. She continued. So people should know she continued the dancing in jail, which to me was more like the Joker moment, almost the celebration of what they had accomplished, which makes it even more disgusting and sicker. Right. The dancing moment from the show you're talking about, I think, was more purely provocative and sexual, as Larry points out.
I've always thought, and I've said it many times, I thought that was it was her escape from reality, that mm-hmm. she was placing herself in another time zone she was out of the reality of the day and what life was. Am I wrong, John, or is that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a dissociative component, meaning that she's not oriented in reality. I think there's definitely, with her dancing in general, both the ones that she sent to Chad and the ones in the jail, I think there's this element of being dissociated from reality. And I think that's always been a big question with her, is, you know, how much is she oriented to reality, into the world? How much does she understand? How delusional is she? How paranoid, right? All those questions always crop up with Lori.
Yeah. Well, it's always been my thought that she was trying to escape to something else, to be away from the reality of the day, I just believe what I believe, I think that is about the best I can put it.
The other thing that John and I, before this came out, that we would joke about is John told me that during his interview, which I wasn't a part of, that they kept pushing him to reword things, as in dumb it down. Can you say it in more simplistic terms?
One of them was
the pendulum, about the pendulum, Chad Daybell's pendulum. And John, you know, at one point they got the boss on the phone with John, like the head of the production company, on the phone with him to say, can you know, tell me about the pendulum. And I guess John didn't give him. What's so funny is we thought the pendulum would be a huge talking point for John because of the way they pushed him. John, I watched it. They didn't have you say a single thing about the pendulum. They had the other reporter from Arizona, that incredible reporter from Arizona, talk about the pendulum. Cause I think in the end, they finally gave up with you, John, and they just couldn't get out.
Let me tell the pendulum story. So I'd been interviewing for first of all, on the dummy down point, in fairness, they never use that term. That would be my interpretation. The person that was interviewing me, which she would stop and say, she would think about my answer and she would say, can you say that a different way?
No. I'd be so, like me, them asking me to say it a different way. No.
Okay. And I'm like, I just spent 5 minutes giving what I thought was the perfect answer. And now you want me to say it a different way. So my translation is she wanted me to totally dummy it down. But so then I would try to, but you know, I don't know what they used in the end, but the pendulum story is, I'd been there for like 4 hours, and all of a sudden this voice comes out of nowhere, like from the wall. And I'm looking around. I can't see anyone. I'm thinking, what is going on? And it's from a speaker. And so they all let me know, oh, that's the big boss. That's the guy who owns all this. Right. He wants to ask a few questions. So of course I had to take that seriously. And his first question was about the pendulum. And he said something to the effect of, don't you think that the pendulum, do you know about the pendulum? I said, yeah, of course. You know, most people, Lauren and I talk about the pendulum all the time because it's
the owl, AKA owl necklace that Chad found in a church. I'm sure some 11-year-old lost it and he picked it up, said it was his and that it was magical. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Some people think Chad's pendulum sounds weird. We're not talking about the storm. We're talking about the pendulum. So the pendulum.
Okay. Exactly what it is.
It's exactly what it is. Okay.
Go right. Ahead. So it's like this $5 pendulum that you could get from,
Claire's
or what? There's another place in the mall that sells like cheap jewelry. Yeah. What's the name of that thing? Anyway,
I don't know. One of those places.
Yeah. One of those places. It's like this little
forever,
piece of costume.
Forever
jewelry.
21, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But he attributes magical properties to this the owl pendulum. And so he's on the speaker and he says, he's kind of trying to, he's asking leading questions. He's trying to, you know, get me to say something. And he says, well, don't you think this is a little bit of a parlor trick? And that was his, you know, do you think this is a parlor trick? And I mean,
yeah.
I mean, yes and no. You know, my problem with that question was what his implication is that Chad is a total con man who's just making all of this up, right? But you don't go to the extremes they went to if you're just making it all up. Mm-hmm. So in other words, is it a parlor trick? Yeah, maybe to some degree, but like he really believes it too. It's a hard question to answer because a parlor trick is performed by someone who knows it's fake, someone who's right trying to con people typically. And Chad isn't quite that, right? It's complicated. So I gave an answer the way I'm kind of answering here. Like, well, yes and no. Yeah, there's some parlor trick there. Yes, he's a bit of a con man, but he really believes it. You know, after the question from the boss about the pendulum, I knew that pendulum was going to find its way into the show.
It did. Just not with you, though. They were like, we're done with him. They're done. They were done with you.
After about 30 minutes of trying to get the pendulum answer from me, I guess he wasn't satisfied.
I just, you know, Larry, we're so appreciative of you coming today. Is there anything else that you want to say today?
First of all, thank y'all as always. We miss y'all. And I miss my little buddy. And, I think the only thing I can end with is what I have said very vocally in this interview is it's not about me anymore. It's not about Kay. It's not about our family anymore. Now we got to get beyond this. And we need to do what I think I said, which I think is right. Let's don't let this happen to anybody else. I think it's time, as I said, for people to stop realizing this has to end. It's getting too prevalent. I just don't understand it. If there's a problem, seek help. There's too many great minds out there, doctors out there, Dr. John. Seek help, get help. Let's don't do this anymore. It's got to stop. We're older, we're the adults. Quit this. How does a predator get up in the morning and look at themselves in a mirror and said, and think, or says, I'm going to hurt a child today. I'm going to hurt a child. I'm going to run a child's life. I'm going to kill a child today. Get help. Ask for help. Beg for help. Get on your knees and pray to the Lord. Get help. Something has got to change. And John and Lauren, thank you so much. And thanks, everybody, for listening to this old man just kind of rant and rave. and hug your children. Hug your children tight. Hug your grandchildren. Hug your great-grandchildren. Tell them you love them. Protect them. Be willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for them. No hesitation. I would do it, and I'll preach that as long as I can. Let's love our children.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And let's hold them for the precious things they are. Thank you, John. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
You have a wonderful day, and we'll see you in just a few weeks in Idaho.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Before we go, I just wanted us maybe to share a little bit about the upcoming week before we take off. What are we doing this hidden hour?
We will be talking about the Rust trial. And there was a verdict yesterday. The verdict was guilty of involuntary manslaughter for Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She was the defendant, and the verdict just came down. And we'll be talking about that because it differs a little bit from the typical cases that we talk about. Usually the cases we talk about involve some degree of premeditation, and this doesn't. And so I do get involved in cases, by the way, where murders are more impulsive rather than premeditated. But this isn't even that. This is something else. So I think it's an interesting situation, and it gives us a chance to really think about a crime that's a bit different and involves involuntary manslaughter. And it raises a lot of interesting questions for me, like who's to blame? That's the central issue. So we'll be talking about that issue of who's to blame in this type of situation. And that's what we'll be discussing Saturday night.
Yeah. And it will be interesting. Alec Baldwin will also be going to trial later this year when it comes to this film Rust and the loss of Helena Hutchins. Just completely unnecessary killing of an innocent person and a mother. And so we want to continue following this case. For those that don't know, we now have a trial. We have a sister channel. It's called Hidden True Crime Trials. We just finished streaming the Rust trial there, and we will continue to be streaming mini trials there as well. Today is day one, I want to share, of the James Crumbly trial. Ethan Crumbly was someone that was a school shooter, and James is his dad. And that's just beginning today on our trial. And we also want to be able to talk about that as well. So many of the trials we start streaming on our Hidden True Crime trial, we will be discussing here at Hidden True Crime, so you can go get caught up. So thank you. Please hit subscribe, and please hit subscribe here as well. Thank you, Rebecca. She says, between Larry's words and the Crumbly trial, I've been moved to reach out to my daughter twice this afternoon, just checking in and sending love. Thank you. We have Tom here as well. Tom, a juror for the Lori Vallow trial. He says, you guys did an amazing job in that documentary, in that episode, that Crime Nation episode. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you so much. Also, I did just want to share a few updates with Hidden True Crime. John and I are planning and covering the Daybell trial in detail. I will be in Idaho, right, John? And you might show up as well.
Yep, I'll be joining you. One of the things that I want to mention about our trial channel too is that we will be more actively involved in covering some of those trials, that we will actually attend some of those trials. We will comment on some of those trials live. So we'll be more involved. Right now we're just streaming them, but we will also be participating in some of those trials, especially cases that we've followed closely and that we've covered and analyzed a lot. So
yeah.
So look for that.
And this Crumbly trial sets a major precedent. This is the first time when it comes to this type of crime that parents have been charged, and Ethan's mother was found guilty of manslaughter. So this is a very fascinating crime and about families and family systems. And I think it's something that really is important to the Hidden True Crime community. And so we are watching that, as well as many other crimes that you guys have suggested where we are watching them and we are following along. Also, I wanted to share that we are so close to 144,000 subscribers. Lori and Chad wanted their 144 followers. I think they got about five of them. And clearly they didn't have the right idea. So we are now collecting a good group of beautiful hidden gems, 144,000, and not for the end of the world, but to support victims and survivors and to learn and understand bits of ourselves as we follow true crime. So thank you to those who subscribe. And John, is that Bellagio pool party still going on, or do you have regrets?
I think we're going to have to revive it. I think the party's been laying dormant, and we haven't been growing that quickly. So I thought we might reach the 144,000, but we just keep growing drip by drip, and which is great, because I think we're growing by word of mouth, which is the most powerful way to create a community, because the people who do subscribe to us, they seem, you know, committed and somewhat loyal to us, and we appreciate that, and they participate. So we love that, but it's taken a little bit of time to get to the 144. I don't think we're quite as charismatic as Chad in our gathering. So it's taken time, but
I do have an owl pendulum, a wonderful hidden gem sent me. She had an owl pendulum, and I have it. I wish I had it right here, but maybe that's what we need to do. A parlor trick. Swing it back and forth. Just kidding. I never would. Don't worry.
Well, you can wear it to the party. So, but that can be your necklace for the party. So
at the pool party, being a swimsuit and an owl pendulum.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta have the owl pendulum, especially because we've talked about it. But so I think I'm open to reviving the party and bringing it back to life. And maybe we can do it this summer. And if we can get to the 144, I mean, we've got to crack the 144. So I don't know.
Before the end of Chad's trial. I mean, come on. Like, they got to five. Let's show them what a real 144 looks like. Powerful.
I'm already thinking about names like the Hidden Apocalypse Party. Hidden Apocalypse, because there's really no apocalypse. It's hidden. You won't see it.
The un-apocalypse party.
Maybe it's the unapocalyptic party. I don't know. Our gems. I want to put our gems to work thinking about a name for this party. But my initial attempt here is the Hidden Apocalypse Party. We want to have some type of celebration for our community and our show, and mostly for our community, and just celebrate and reaching, you know, a milestone that we never thought we would reach, which would be 144,000. Yes, the Apotluckus, the Apotluckus Party 2024.
Do you think that Bellagio would let us just have a potluck in their pool? Just be like, hey guys, bring the funeral potatoes this way. We need the tuna casserole over here.
You said in the pool. I don't think they would let us do it in the pool. Maybe
to the side, just have a potluck.
I don't think they're going to allow like funeral potatoes floating in the pool. Yeah, maybe
on this side. We got the baked beans and the burgers. Maybe have you on the grill in the Bellagio pool. Not in it, but I mean, you know.
Maybe they'll let us use the deck, but we probably need to cater it. I don't know. We'll reviving this idea. And
you guys are coming up with these amazing ideas. We need a flash mob party in the Bellagio pool.
Yeah, that too. Green Jello. Yeah. So we would do, obviously we'd be there. We'd do some type of meet and greet. Maybe we would do a show. I think maybe we do a live show from a room at the Bellagio, and you guys, we'd welcome everyone to attend. We're going to have to start planning a little bit, I think, if we're going to do this, but let's see what our interest is. And
I am dying at all the jokes. Someone said, you can bail us out of jail after. Someone else says, there's no way the Bellagio would probably allow us to bring our baked beans in. But then someone said, well, we could just portal them, and then hopefully yeah. It won't storm. If it does, it'll be just a drizzle.
That's a good point.
Don't forget the Jolly Ranchers for lipstick. I'm sure it lasts while in the pool. John, I think you should be in a swimsuit and the owl pendulum, not me, by the way. I think I'm going to give that outfit to you.
That would be totally Vegas, the swimsuit with just a pendulum, you know?
Yeah, like, the world's largest end time podcast, LARPing Gathering, World Book of Records. We could feature dark and stormy drinks. We'll have the Lori Vallow fruit salad joke, maybe bad joke, but we'll have the Lori Vallow, now the Kay Woodcock potato salad. McSpunky. We'll be doing synchronized swimming routines. Did you hear that, McSpunky? If you're not here.
McSpunky has to be there for sure.
Portal the pasta. Bring your ukulele. You guys.
Right. That means that, well, can we get the, what kind of, they were wearing like Hawaiian leis too, right? Like white? Were they white? We need those.
Yeah, white lace and a ukulele. You have the ring, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know. John, our wedding ring, unfortunately, resembles Lori Vallow's. We're sorry. The first time Kay Woodcock saw that, she thought it was a joke. It is not malachite. It is turquoise, and we had it first.
Yeah,
although we eloped, and on our wedding certificate, Alex Cox is our witness. That's real.
Yeah, it's crazy. This ring was 2016. So we beat, no, 2015. So we were way ahead of them.
We were way ahead of them. Well, Kathy is saying, I have an owl necklace with CTR in the middle of it. Can I bring it? And then she says, it's actually my favorite necklace, but you kind of ruined it for me. It's not evil. No, I know. It kind of ruined our beautiful wedding ring for us when we saw it matched the Amazon wedding ring. So it's okay. You just move on. You realize you're a good person. And it has nothing to do with it. You know, we love our wedding ring still. We bought it near where we eloped, but it is true. Then we got a photographer who happened to be our witness, and his name just happened to be Alex Cox too. So there's some strange things. And you proposed on February 14th, 2016. No, 2000. When did you propose?
It was 16.
16, which Ghostbuster says is going to be the end of the world. It wasn't. You proposed to me that day, but we've always been into end times. It's not malachite. It's a turquoise party. Everyone has to wear a cheap owl necklace. Yes. We'll invite Julie Rowe. I will absolutely invite her. We'll have some.
Julie Rowe can be our keynote speaker.
Yes.
She can remind us of all the earthquakes and foreign invasions that are coming our way.
Carolyn is saying, wait, your witness's name was Alex Cox for real? Pictures or it didn't happen? We've actually shown it. I have shown our wedding certificate before on here, but I will.
You can,
picture it didn't happen. I take your challenge, Carolyn. I'll post it later.
Why don't you post that on Facebook or something?
So anyway, yeah. And so the first 144, you guys will all know you were the original 144, because of course we hope to get to 200,000 and beyond, but the original 144, you'll know who you are. And we absolutely want to have a potluckus. I can't say it.
The original 144 will always have a special place in our heart.
Yes. Yes.
In our, and in our pendulums. If we get little owl, what are they called? Trinket pendulums? I don't know.
So anyway, oh, there's McSpunky. McSpunky, did you hear that you're doing synchronized swimming? Oh, McSpunky, even better. He's bringing all the food, the food storage. He's bringing the food storage.
I don't know. Now it sounds like it's not going to be very appetizing. Like, you're going to have a lot of like rice. What are we going to be eating?
Guys, don't worry. We'll have it catered. We'll have it carried, or we'll have Troublemaker Baker, our amazing mod Troublemaker Baker, cater it. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But, keep the ideas coming. This is too funny. But of course it'll be after Chad's trial. And we just want you guys to know that we are planning on covering Chad's trial in detail. If you want to know what we're thinking right now, we plan to live stream the entire trial on Hidden True Crime. We're going to be doing a morning stream, and then we're going to break. And then I'm going to do a live, just like those lunch lives at Lori Vallow's trial. I'm going to be doing lunch lives, and then we'll go back to streaming in the afternoon, and I'll come back out and do a live again. That's the plan right now. And then John will come on and give us his thoughts every day as well. And then Stampin' Up. I just digress, but Stampin' Up can send out all of our invites for I'm sorry. Now we're like blending cases we're covering. I'm sorry. For those that don't know about that, go watch our Stampin' Up playlist. Lamisa, you are on it today.
Yeah, somehow I feel like they might refuse that order, but I don't know. I doubt it. If they're having any issues because of their daughter's notoriety, then they'll probably take any order thrown their way. So yes, I think they probably
Tim Ballard's speaking fees have probably gone down, so we can. Too many bad jokes.
Also, probably still out of our league though, but yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we had too much fun here. We'll get back to. Sometimes I always say, if you don't laugh, you cry. And when you cover true crime, there's a time to be serious. And sometimes there's a time where you just have to have a little bit of dark humor and laugh. And I'm married to a psychologist, so I can say, right, babe, validate me, right?
I used to say, if you can't smile at the void, then you'll never find joy.
If you can't smile at the void, then you'll never find joy. Thank you. And with that, I think we have the name of our party, or at least the t-shirts we're going to be handing out. We survived the non-apocalyptic party. That was a beautiful quote. Will you say that one more time? Thank you.
If we can't smile at the void, then we'll never find joy.
That's much more profound than my, if you don't laugh, you cry. Thank you. And you know what? Larry Woodcock's interview was heavy, and I listened to every word he said. And it was so important and it was profound. And I'm glad that we can also, though, remember the little things of life and laugh together.
I have to mention, somebody's now riffing on Jody Hildebrandt's book title, The Not Apocalypse. let's go with the not apocalypse party. How about something like that? There you go.
Oh, Shelley's Flowers. That's the name. I think we have it. So we're going to have a not apocalypse party with invites that we will be portaling made by Stampin' Up. And there will, the weather will be nice and nice and sunny, and there will be no storms. So, and the photo booth will be in the distortion room. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for laughing with us and crying with us. This was quite the midday show. Thank you so much for being the hidden gems you are. And thank you for following along. Thank you for subscribing and hitting notifications. We are still planning trial coverage, but we also, we do have a lot more involved, but those are the basics. And after this is said and done, we will all need a break. I think many of you probably remember how heavy the Lori Vallow Daybell trial was for me and all of us. And so it is a perfect time to have a break, and we'll be able to maybe get together and smile and laugh as well at our not apocalypse with our original 144. Thank you, everyone. And thank you to Larry Woodcock, who is a dear friend who came on to share. And for those, again, that haven't watched the Crime Nation, it's the latest Crime Nation episode. And Brian Enten says hello as well. He was going to jump on, but he is out of town. But he is also a part of this. And we will also be on a podcast, I think, talking about it with Brian as well. But definitely check it out. You can stream it for free on the CW app. And I'm sorry to our overseas gems. I'm not sure exactly how you can see that. But all right, everyone. Have a great day, and we'll see you Saturday. Is that right, John? Saturday?
Yep, Saturday.
Right. Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Hidden Gems. You can actually head to our YouTube channel, Hidden True Crime, to watch these interviews. Hit the subscribe button for surprise lives and breaking news. And for exclusive content, things Dr. John and I only dare say behind a paywall, become a Patreon member at patreon.com/hiddentruecrime. You'll find bonus episodes, early releases, and insider info. Thank you for your endless support.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.